Welcome back. Today we're doing a super practical drum and bass skill, snare snap control using Ableton Live Session View. In DNB, the snare is the anchor. It's the thing your whole groove leans on. When the snare crack is right, the track feels like it's moving forward. When it's wrong, everything feels sleepy, even if your drums are technically loud. The goal in this lesson is to build a little snare lab in Session View so you can audition snare layers, processing, and variations fast, without committing to arrangement too early. By the end, you'll have a two-layer snare, a simple processing chain, and a few scene variations like clean, bright, aggro, dark, tight, and wide. And you'll be able to launch them like presets while your bass and top loop play, which is the real test. Alright, let's set up the foundation. Set your tempo to somewhere between 172 and 175 BPM. I'll pick 174. Now create a MIDI track called Drums Rack. Add an audio track called Tito P Loop or Break. Optional, but honestly, it makes your decisions way more realistic. Then add one more track for bass, MIDI or audio, whatever you've got. Drop in a basic DNB pattern. Keep it classic. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. No need to get fancy yet. We're here to dial the snare first. Quick session view mindset tip. We're going to build one clip per variation, and then use scenes to switch the entire vibe instantly. That's the power move. You stop guessing and you start comparing. Now let's build the snare itself. On your drums track, load a drum rack. We're going to make two pads, one for the snare body and one for the snare snap. Put your body on D1. Name it snare body. Put your snap layer on D sharp 1 or E1. Name it snare snap. For the body sample, choose something with weight around 180 to 250 Hz. That's the thud and the chest. For the snap sample, grab a rim shot, a tight snare top, maybe a clap that's really short and snappy. That one usually has energy around 3 to 8 kHz. Now here's a workflow trick that makes this whole thing easier to manage. Route both layers to a single snare bus inside the drum rack. In the drum rack, show the I/O section. On each of those two pads, set audio to descends only. Then create a return chain inside the drum rack and name it snare bus. Send both pads to that return at full, or adjust send amounts if you want to balance inside the rack. Why do this? Because now you get one fader and one processing chain that represents the snare, while still keeping independent control over body versus snap at the source. Next, gain staging. This matters more than people think, especially for snap. Before you add any processing, set each layer's sample volume so it's peaking roughly between minus 12 and minus 6 dB. Then aim for the combined snare bus to peak around minus 8 to minus 4 dB. Teacher note, snap gets weird when you hit saturation and compression too hard too early. If you start too hot, you'll think you need more highs, but really you just clip the transient into fuzz. Now we shape the snap at the source. Click the snare snap pad so you're looking at simpler. Put it in one-shot mode. Now zoom in mentally on what snap really is. It's not just EQ. It's the first few milliseconds. So do this. Adjust the start point slightly forward if needed. We're talking tiny. The goal is to remove any flabby pre-transient so the crack happens immediately. Add a tiny fade in, like 0.5 to 2 milliseconds. That prevents clicks but keeps the edge. Then look at decay. If your snap layer is sounding papery or splashy, shorten it. DNB snares are often tight because at 174 BPM, long tails blur the groove fast. Optional move, pitch the snap up 1 to 3 semitones. Sometimes that creates the illusion of more crack without boosting harsh highs. But don't force it. Use your ears. Now do similar cleanup on the snare body. You want punch, but not a long ring that spills into hats or the next beat. Think solid hit, not boom. Extra coach note that's huge. Snap is mostly timing, not just EQ. Before you touch any plugins, check the relationship between the two layers. Often you'll get a more immediate crack if the snap layer starts slightly earlier than the body, like 0 to 3 milliseconds earlier. It's tiny, but it changes everything. If the body transient lands first, the whole snare can feel soft even if you boost 6k like crazy. So try nudging the start point on either layer until the hit feels like it speaks instantly. Now, very quick phase sanity check. Temporarily put a utility on one of the pad chains and flip polarity. Listen. One setting will usually sound fuller and punchier, the other might thin out the hit. If it thins out, you found cancellation. Keep the fuller option. Also, if your snap disappears in mono, your snap sample might be wide or facey already. In that case, pick a more mono snap source or narrow it later. Snarecore usually wants to live in the center. Now let's build the snap control chain on the snare bus return. Add devices in this order. First, EQ8. We clean before we hype. Put a high pass filter around 120 to 180 Hz, 24 dB per octave. That's to keep the sub and bass territory clean. Your body layer can still have weight, but you don't need snare rumble living down in the basement. If it sounds boxy, dip somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz, maybe 2 to 5 dB. Don't overdo it, just clear space. Then the main snap move, a bell boost around 4.5 to 7 kHz. Start small, like 2 dB, and widen or narrow the cue between about 1.2 and 2.0. Sweep and find the crack. If you land too high, it becomes crispy. Too low and it becomes honky, especially around 2 to 3K. Optional, a gentle air shelf at 10 to 12K, 1 to 3 dB. Again, optional. DNB snares don't need endless air. They need definition. Next device, drum bus. This is your snap and punch weapon. Start with drive low, like 5 to 15%. Then go straight to transient and push it up, maybe plus 10 to plus 30. This is one of the fastest ways to get snap without turning the snare into a razor blade. Boom usually stays low here, like 0 to 10%, because we already have a body layer. Damp is your don't get fizzy knob. Try 5 to 20% and adjust until the highs feel controlled. Next, add saturator. This is for bite and density. Set it to analog clip or soft sign. Start with analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB and turn on soft clip. Then level match the output so you're not being tricked by loudness. Teacher note, if it gets harsh, don't keep boosting highs to compensate. Back off saturation drive and let transient shaping do more of the work. Harshness is usually too much distortion in the wrong band, not enough 12K. Next, glue compressor. This is to control the hit without killing it. Set attack to 10 milliseconds so the transient gets through. Set release somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, or auto. Ratio at 2 to 1. And only go to 4 to 1 if you want it more aggressive. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on snare hits. If you're compressing 6 dB and wondering where your sap went, that's why. Finally, utility at the end for level and width. Use gain to level match your variations. This is not optional. Louder always wins, and it will ruin your decision making if you don't match levels. Width. Keep snare core mostly mono. Somewhere around 80 to 110% width is usually plenty. If you go super wide, it can feel cool alone and then vanish in a mono club system. Optional device, gate. This is very DNB, very useful. Place gate before glue or right after EQ. Set the threshold so it opens only on the snare hits. Attack super fast, like 0.1 to 1 millisecond. Hold around 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release around 40 to 120 milliseconds. Shorter release equals tighter snap. Use it when the snare tail is fighting your hats or smearing into the next beat. Quick warning. Once you add ghost notes later, a gate might clamp them. If you plan on lots of ghost snares, consider routing ghosts to a separate chain with no gate. Now we set up session view for fast/B testing. Create one MIDI clip with your drum pattern. Make it 4 or 8 bars long. That limitation makes you decisive. Duplicate it 4 to 6 times. Name them snare clean, snare bright, snare aggro, snare dark, snare tight, snare wide. Now we're going to turn your snare bus into something you can macro control and automate per clip. Select your snare bus devices from EQ8 through utility, and group them into an audio effect rack. Map key parameters to macros. Here's a solid beginner map. Macro 1, snap. Map it to drum bus transient, and also map it to your EQ8 6K-ish bell gain. So a snap goes up, you get more transient plus a bit of focused crack. Macro 2, bite. Map it to saturator drive. Macro 3, ring. If you added gate, map it to gate threshold or release. Or if you didn't add gate, you can map it to the body layer decay instead. The idea is tail control. Macro 4, air. Map it to the high shelf gain. Macro 5, clamp. Map it to glue compressor threshold, so you can compress more when needed. Macro 6, width. Map it to utility width. Now the fun part, clip-based automation in session view. Open one of your clips. Go to envelopes. Choose your rack macros. Draw or record different macro settings per clip. Now each clip is effectively a different snare preset, and you can launch them instantly. This is where Session View becomes a sound design playground instead of a grid you get stuck in. Now let's test in context, because context is everything. On your bass track, add a simple rolling bass or even just a sustained subnote. Keep it basic, we're mixing the snare against bass energy. On your TOP loop track, add a break or hat loop, something busy, create one scene that launches your drum clip, the same bass clip, and the same top loop clip, then launch different snare variation clips, while everything else stays the same. Ask one question. Does the snare cut through the bass and the tops without beating painfully bright? If it only sounds good solo, it's not finished. Also, do a quick monitoring check. Listen quiet to judge balance. Listen at your normal level to decide. Then briefly go louder just to check harshness, and then turn back down. Crack perception changes with volume, so you want at least a quick reality check. Be like a pro. Keep a limiter on the master only for safety, and level match the snare bus between variations so the peak is basically the same. Otherwise, your brain will pick the loudest one every time. Now let's do a quick mini exercise so you actually leave with something usable. Make three clips. Clean, bright, aggro. Set up macro 1. Snap, like we discussed. In clean, automate snap to about 20%. In bright, set snap around 50%. In aggro, set snap around 80%. And add bite by turning up saturator drive a bit. Now launch those clips while bass and tops are playing, and pick the best one without changing overall snare loudness. If you need to, use utility gain on the snare bus to keep them honest. If you want a spicy DMB trick, micro flam snap doubles. Duplicate your snap pad to a new pad with a slightly different rimshot. Delay at 5 to 15 milliseconds using track delay on that chain, or a delay device with zero feedback. Blend it quietly under the main snap. It adds complexity and a touch of width without washing out the snare with reverb. Another strong option if you don't like relying on samples, DIY snap from noise. Use operator noise or a noise sample in Simpler. Make a very short decay, EQ a band around 5 to 9k, and saturate lightly. That gives you a consistent crack layer that works with almost anybody. Now, once you've got two or three snare variations you like, you're ready to turn session view into arrangement progress. Hit global record and perform your scenes like a DJ. Use darker or tighter snare for intro and build. Use bright or aggro for the drop. For the second drop, switch to wide or alternate snap for contrast. Instant structure. Before we wrap, here are the common mistakes to avoid. This audio version is shortened for playback.